What do you know for sure? There are so many things you know, yet so many questions. How, when, where, and how come? The secret isn't knowing all the answers. The secret is knowing where to find them. Life changes. We change. Seasons change in our life. We are growing. We are stagnant. Or we are falling way behind our aspirations, our goals, and our dreams. So how do we transition without fear and fulfill our dreams no matter what? Well, it all starts with you. Know what you are working with, who you are, what do you represent, and what do you live for? From there, we journey into the center of the soul, from the inside out. Looking at you. Within you is the beginning. The origin and birth of you has the key. Here. You discover your strength, your courage, forgiveness, and compassion, and acceptance. Here you can discover an appreciation for yourself, the love for who you are, and a clear understanding for what you represent in life. This would be to yourself and to others. I am not an expert at your life. But you are. There is one person on this earth that knows you better than anybody else, and that's you. At this moment, you may not be aware of the full extent of who you are, but in time, you will discover an inner truth and the real you. Come with me as I share a story about my life. And how I transitioned from the chains and bondage of brain injury, pain, and grief. These horrifying disabilities held me captive until I saw a light that rescued me and led me on a mission of purpose. About 2 years after the car accident, my future and my dreams collapsed around me. Without exaggeration, this challenge was worse than anything I had lived through before. Even when I collectively put all my past, sadness, grief, pain, and abandonment together, the journey of chronic, severe pain and disabilities overexceeded them all. Yes, I do shake my head in disbelief. But the truth is, the wisdom I found within myself was worth the hardship. What do I know for sure? Without a doubt, I believe. I am blessed and gifted with love and with life. As I share my story with you, hear my struggle, and yes, the pain in my voice. But more importantly, look at the gift of awareness. Open your mind and open your heart toward wisdom. For wisdom lay dormant in the core of your soul, waiting for you to understand the secret language spoken. As I raced around in my mind trying to find myself, the world around me continued on its hectic path. I was lost, lonely, and frightened. The physical pain was beyond words. But the toughest challenge of all was the loss of myself. I couldn't rely on my body or my mind in many ways. I was a stranger in my own world, I was lost in trauma, in a chaos of devastation. All my senses went into overload. A small sound like a light switch being turned on or off would sound like an explosion in my head. It was as if I could hear the electricity in the walls. I could even hear the refrigerator switched on at the other end of the house. I was so sensitive to light, to sound and movement, to the extreme of reliving the fear all over again any time my senses were triggered. Simple tasks like washing my hair, getting dressed, and watching television were painful and emotionally confusing. It took over 3 years before the feeling of a metal vice closing in on my head lessened. It felt like a bolt was stuck in the back of my head, getting tighter each time I moved my head and my jaw or any part of my face. Even when I smiled. Memory loss. I couldn't even remember what I had just read and why I was reading it in the first place. By the time my brain would tell my body what to do, the information got lost. And I was in a void of confusion, feeling empty. Standing, wondering what to do next. I would stutter. I would have trouble writing and walking without the guidance of another person. Vertigo would turn on at different intervals. I had tunnel vision for months. I would close my eyes to try and escape. But I couldn't because my ears could hear movement. Movement sent me into fear. I would scream inside myself with the internal chaos. This horror lived with me for 10 years. And even today, I have challenges most people cannot see. Basically, 1/3 of my brain had shut down. 2 years after the accident, I had no idea I had brain injury. The doctors believed I was suffering from some kind of psychological trauma that stemmed from the death of my son 12 years prior. The medical field would not acknowledge the pain and the symptoms, even though the symptoms were obvious. If it hadn't been for a chiropractor who educated me on whiplash, I would have never known the severity of the injury. Even though I understood some of the symptoms, it took 4 years to discover the complete truth through the Brain Injury Association of Australia. Brain injury alone is more than enough to understand. But marry it with chronic pain and spinal and nerve injury, and there you have a completely different beast to overcome. As the days, weeks, and months drag by in the first year, I started to lose hope and began to give up. Sitting at the crossroads of living and looking at an exit plan, suicide started to look inviting. As I sat on the floor at the edge of my bed, the strong voice of God lit up my heart, inspiring me to write a book. Go figure. I can barely take care of myself or remember the things, the little things, and a voice in my head tells me to write a book and share my journey in healing. Healing? I had no idea how I would survive the next day, let alone see a future. Now, this voice was not any voice. We had talked before, years prior, when my son died and passed on. This was not the first or the second time the grace of the Creator spoke to me. We knew each other very well. Our conversations stem back to my childhood. I knew I needed patience, and that in time the light would clear my path. I just needed reminding. Sometimes we are challenged with a void in our life, walking in complete darkness, having to take one step at a time, trusting we are safe, no matter how it appears. Eighteen months after the accident and my conversations with God, my husband and I went to see a counselor who was also a minister. This is where life started to become very clear to me. I shared with this man my past and my passion for animals. The skills I once had in training and re-educating badly treated horses. In our first session, he asked me a very interesting question. He said, "Do you believe you are trying to change your husband and maybe even trying to break him in? Mold him like you did when you mastered a horse." I said, "Oh my goodness, where is he coming from with this?" I knew the answer was no. All I wanted was help. Yet again, I was challenged with a person who had no understanding for my pain and the goal I had to help us help me. This question haunted me for months. What was my motive? Anyway, one day I changed my focus toward my childhood and started to ask myself, what was my intention when I was 13 years old, retraining horses most girls would avoid? You see, I had no fear. Was this just another set of circumstances in my life or something else? This led me on an inward journey of self-discovery. From here, I became aware of who I was, what I represented and lived for. Looking back at my teenage years and the many hours trying to win over the affections of a horse that couldn't trust a living soul, I found a piece of me. And as I look back, I cried and cried. I cried because the deep insight to be saved was deeper than I could have ever imagined. I realized my need to rescue others, and in turn, to be rescued. All these years, I had been helping others since childhood. I had a passion to help those in need. As the years flickered back and forth in my mind, I recalled a dream I had where I saw myself being abused and later came to find out I had been put into an orphanage at the age of 2. I discovered this about 5 years after the death of my son. The question asked by the counselor triggered off a lifetime of habits and behaviors based on a childhood trauma. I had no idea how profound this revelation was until many months passed. The dots started to connect. The jigsaw puzzle of my life started to speak to me. It just became clearer and clearer. I realized the trust I was building with an emotionally and physically abused horse mirrored my own pain. Awareness was so very clear. My inner knowing to understand the psychology of a horse came from first-hand experience. I could feel the horse's pain. It was easy to be patient, to build trust, because I knew what I needed. It became second nature to reach out and be kind. From here, I learned how necessary it was to be kind to myself. I learned that if there was nobody else who understood the benefits of kindness, I did. I began to look at what I could do to take care of my own happiness. From here, my motives and intention became clear, and so did the law of attraction. The reflection of my need and my desire was looking back at me in the eyes of a mistreated horse. I had attracted me, and over the years continued to attract a process I needed to know. And so I did. Live and witness, live and relive, and become aware. I became aware of who I was, the passion and the blessings from trauma to purpose. Now it made sense. I didn't want to master my husband. I had made efforts to rescue him, yes, and all I wanted was for him to rescue me back. But he didn't know how. From here I learned to accept. Live in acceptance, forgiveness, and in time, a compassion washed away all the bitterness. Ask yourself, think about it. Feel your life and write it down. Let it speak to you. Walk in your life with open eyes and an open heart and ask, who are you? Who am I? What do you represent? What do you live for? What do I live for? Now is the time to become your dream. Step into the shoes of your life and walk the path you choose. For you are a master in your own right. A master with inner wisdom, waiting to be one with you.